Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Hey, this is a stoner music, man.
Slime, bubba with it. Slime, chill with it. Count hundreds and fifties off everyone's shit.
I'm stoner, I'm stoner, I'm stoner. I'm stoner, I'm stoner, I'm stoner. I'm stoner, I'm stoner, I'm stoner. I'm motherfucking stoner.
It's all going down at the Boss Bonds, best of the best in the grudge game, Thunder Valley Dragway Race, Saturday, April 19th, 2014, Easter weekend. Boss says, get out them bushes, North Carolina. That's right. For the $2,000 28-29 shootout and Grudge Inc. belt, free entry. The S10 shootout for the Grudge Inc. belt. The Hammer versus Giganter for the GRF back half belt. An all-out racing featuring Primetime, Tony Wright, Gigantor, and many more. It's all going down at the Boss Bonds, best of the best in the grudge game, Thunder Valley Dragway Race. Saturday, April 19th, 2014. Admissions $20. Kids 10 and under free, and doors open at 10 a.m. 1505 Old Lowry Road in Red Springs, North Carolina. Don't forget the Grudge Inc. Pro Mod belt is on the line, featuring the Bad Boy Club. Shouts out to Lil Carly, Uncle Bobby, Kenny Wynn, Jamie Oxidon, Eddie Key, Anthony Williams, Marvin Jones, Cleveland Oxidon, and Lester Cooper. Just in case of rain, the rescheduled date is Sunday, April 20th. For Tony Bond's best of the best in the grudge game, Thunder Valley Dragway Race in Red Springs, North Carolina. For more info, log on to newthundervalleydragway.com or call Tony at 706-373-2646.
Well, what's going on, DMV? I'm sorry for the lateness, but I need a computer person as soon as possible. So if you are a person that knows computers, I have just encountered a virus on my computer, and it will not let me log on to Blog Talk on the computer. So I'm cranking it up to 2 cell phones right now, so I'm kind of slumming it. So sorry for, you know, the inconvenience, but this weekend, Friday, I think, you know, Custom Cheese is still having his, you know, still having his Friday night get-together at Colonial Beach. Now, is, you know, there is no prep that night. So if you're going down, just understand they have a no-prep race the next night. You know, Vince Camelman Putman is putting on a no-prep race, the Virginia Street Outlaws on Saturday. So if you're heading out to Colonial Beach, Custom Tees is still having his race, you know, his get-together at Colonial Beach, the Friday night testing tune. But there, it will be no prep, just to give y'all guys a heads up. But I hear this, everybody going up to Capitol. So if you still want to get some racing in tomorrow, Capitol is the place to be. You got Jason Gray taking on Carlton Thornton. So you got the Snake versus the G-Body. And the G-Body, you got Who's Next versus Copperhead taking place tomorrow at Capitol. Also, the Copperhead should be still locked in with Leonardo Bannister with Relentless. So you got a lot of small block action going on tomorrow. And also, this weekend, you got Tony Bond throwing his best of the best at Thunder Valley. He's got a 28 race, 29, $2,000 payout, free entry. There's a couple belts up for grabs. Like they said, the GRF back half belt is up for grabs at Red Springs Thunder Valley. Also, Walter Mann is doing his Easter Grudge Showdown at Outer Banks. So I don't know, but I know a whole lot of people are headed out to Outer Banks. I talked to a couple people in the DMV. They said they headed out to Outer Banks this Saturday. So I think they got a race. Walter Mann is locked in with Stone Cold. And also, I think Stone Cold will be running the corner with Tony Wright behind the wheel. So if you want to look at some racing this weekend, you got a couple options. You got Red Springs, if you want to hang out with Boss Bynes and the Primetime crew, or you can go down and hang out with Walter Mann down at Outer Banks. They got some action going on down there. So, I mean, you can just pick your area this weekend and head on out. Coming up next week, 26th, you got Custom T, Long Island Joe, doing something at Piedmont. I think they're doing it with Team Extreme. That's Austin Garner and his dad and, you know, with the Black Mamba crew. They got a couple locked-in races already. Just off the jump, locked in next week is Kenny Beecham from the DMV, small block, one car, nitrous on 28th versus the Bad Storm, Josh Jones, 28th, small block, one car, nitrous. They have already locked it in, and it's going to take place next week at Piedmont. There's still some other races, I think, that are coming up. I don't know if they're still doing it, but I remember Mark Jones and the Black Assassin will be taking on Lou Collins. So, I mean, I don't know if that race is still taking place, but there's some races coming out. So next week you got Piedmont, you know, some heavy hitters going to Piedmont to get a little action. And then also next week you got Mike Hills, baddest of the baddest on 28th and 29th. A lot of people are still heading out there, and that race, yes, it will go down. The two baddest small blocks, I think, around will be going to battle Brody versus Young Stang. So Showtime Coop versus the Bloodhound next week at Mike Hill's Baddest of the Baddest. So, hey, you got some stuff going on, you know, pretty soon. And then that following week, JB, me, I will be headed up to Capitol where you got the Top of the Hill Showdown. That's Mr. Monster Motorsports is putting that on with Mr. Bradshaw. You got the Pro Mods. You got some Grudge Racing. And you got some Test and Tune. So, hey, you got a lot of action coming up. And I've done two polls so far. The two polls are Cubby in the Drive-By versus Sean Murphy in the Straight Bullet. And that one was pretty even. I think both sides, you know, I put the poll up. Both sides were pretty even. And then this week I put a poll up with Mr. Running Bear from the DMV, Shelton Gillis, taking on Hell Yeah Z, a.k.a. Bob. So you got some, you know, you got some racing going on. And, you know, hey, let's keep it going. Let's see if we can start tonight. And my first caller is from the DMV area, 804-731-4629, Mr. Running Bear Shelton Gillis himself. What's going on?
What's going on, JB?
What is going on, man? Ain't nothing. Just trying to, just a lot of action getting locked in these next couple weeks, man. I mean, it's going down, man. It's going down.
Yeah, I know it, man. I know it. The boy talking a lot of trash. You know, if they want to make me an underdog, you know, I'll take that. I'll let my actions speak louder than words.
Well, I, you know, you've been the underdog before, Running Bear, and it didn't, you know, it came down to help you.
Oh yeah. I mean, you know, I've been out there before and wasn't supposed to win, but this one I'm gonna win.
Okay, and you know what, Running Bear, you sound so confident. That's how you spoke. See, some people, you know, they thinking, okay, well, last year, Hell Yeah went, what, 7-0, 8-0, whatever. But any man can be beat, and, you know, that's been proven. So until, you know, he goes out there and y'all really get it on, we really can't. We can sit back and say whoever we going to feel going to win the race. But at the end of the day, I'm going to tell you this race is going to be won at the tree. And from what I've been seeing, Running Bear, you're not a slacker on that tree.
Yeah, believe it or not, I've been watching some videos of Hell Yeah, and I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna do to Hell Yeah. He's gonna lose the race right there at the tree. I'm gonna 60 foot him, and everything I take from him, he ain't gonna be able to get it back.
And I
hope you're on the line listening to, because it ain't nothing he can do about it. I'm going to trim him. I'm going to stick his foot in. Nothing he can do about it. And everything I take from him, he can't get it back.
All right. And look, you got somebody on the line right now who is putting the show on, and he is also riding with you, because on the poll I put this weekend, you know, somebody stepped up and said, look, I'm riding with my boy Running Bear. He said, y'all can say what you want, but I'm riding with my boy Running Bear.
Hey, tell him, man, as soon as we get in there knocking him off, we're going to eat some chicken.
That's right.
We might even get him some. You hear me?
Y'all didn't see the post that my wife put on this morning. No, we haven't seen it yet.
I'm over at my mom. She ain't doing good today, so we over here trying to get her situated. I had to call in to get some rejuvenation. Been one of the weeks, man. Tell your wife and everybody. I did see somebody put up something really neat. And Kenny, Keith, Donald, all that whole crew, man. I didn't mean to cut in on you running there. I just had to say, you know, I saw him last week at the track last Saturday at Buzz Creek, and Mike, Hollywood Mike, everybody, you know, they all just such good spirits about the race, and just, you know, just so many people reached out to me last week, and I just want to say thank you to everybody that's a part of it, you know, from the people there crowding the racetrack to the people running the track. You know, you get a chance to live your dream, offend anybody. When you've got your dream and you're able to live it and God has given you something that you dream to see in your lifetime, you know, there's nothing nobody can do when he sets it up, you know? So I just want to say thank you, you know, running back. We actually got one more poll we got to put up. This one here going to be Charlie Brown and Jimmy Brown. We're going to put that one up next week because I was interested to see the poll, and a lot of them in the beginning started going with you until we posted up. They don't know how you are when they make you the underdog. That B.J. Harris learned the hard way, didn't he? Huh? Yes, sir. Yeah, he learned the hard way. As a matter of fact, that guy comes to me and says, man, you called it. I said, I told you. When you put that guy under pressure, I said, he cleaned them glasses and he stick them on, you got hell on your hands. Now, what's your wife put up there?
She put up a thing today. All the guys that were talking about they wanted to bet $200 on Hell Yeah, $100 here. She put on there that she had $200 on me for anybody to step up to it. So anybody out there, if you want to bet on Hell Yeah, come to my wife, and she will bet you $200 that I will get that ass.
All right. I hope he get on, too. I talked to him the other day. He gave me the blues, man. Oh, my God, running back. And he told me, you're supposed to be neutral. I said, not when it comes to that small block. I said, no, sir. I told him, boy, you're going to catch the blues with that hillbilly. You hear me?
Hey, we got somebody on now that must want to speak. 804-922-3795. Your mic is on.
Oh,
did you accidentally hit the button? All right, well, we also got another line that came in. Now, this person is 804-869-1541, Mr. Kenny Beecham from The Horseman. How you doing, sir?
What's going on, bud?
I ain't doing much, man. I'm just sitting here listening to, you know, running back talk about what he going to do to Hell Yeah.
Yeah, I'm running with the home team. I'm with the Bear all the way.
Hey, you know what? That's the thing. A lot of people, they think, you know, they sit and they think, but I'm going to tell you where it's going to be won, and I've told running back this. I tell, you know, I got, you know, almost 150 callers on here right now that 60-foot that I think that running back will put out there, and that kind, you know, when he dropped it, the tree drop, green Camaro, lead the light, I think it's going to be right there.
Right there.
Well, you know, hey, yeah, I mean, you can ride with who you want to ride with, but like I said, I'm going to ride with the home team, too. I mean, you know, the DMV is coming out more and more each week, so, yeah, I'm gonna stay with the home team on this.
Yes, sir. I'm damn sure staying with the home team.
Yeah, just like
that?
Speaking, that's Kenny Beach.
Hey, man.
What's going on, Master?
Hey, man, I miss you. I got to call you this week. I ain't talked to you. I got a plan for you.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, man, you knocked Shakedown down, so I got to set up something. We got to get that rejuvenated, as they say. That's my new word this week I learned. The Spanish guy works a rejuvenate, man, Master. I said, what? Rejuvenate.
You sure they want some more of that trouble?
That's what they told me.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to call you. You be back when? Monday? I'll call you Monday. I got a heck of a plan for y'all. This going to be real good. You hear me?
Yeah. You call me Monday. We're going to the Outer Banks this weekend.
Okay.
On Saturday.
Okay.
We'll be back. So Monday be good.
Okay. Yeah. Because I got to get Gene back. Y'all spent the hell out of my money last year, you and Gene. I got to get y'all's ass back. I ain't forgot.
That's a hard job.
Gene bought him a small tire car, too. He got a little small tire car, too.
I saw that Camaro.
Yeah, he's going to jump on the small tire scene.
It don't matter. We're going to knock him in the head, too, when he come across that bridge. We're going to set him up for... We're gonna put shark on them. You hear me?
Every time I come across that bridge, I get the bridge toll paid and dinner paid and certainly paid.
I hate, Hey, Kenny, why you always have to talk about the past, man? You know, you make things complicated for a man over in Maryland when you call on the phone. Damn,
hey, Marsha, I just been lucky. I've been lucky because the headline is undefeated right now. It hasn't been beat, so, you know.
Yeah. But, you know, Kenny, that goes back to, you know, when I met you and Gene, when Rodney was doing shows. And I'll never forget, you and Gene kept telling me, Gotta put us in. I said, I don't make that decision. Finally, we put you in, and look what God has done for you. You know, here in June, you're going to be having a race. As a matter of fact, I talked to John today, and that's why I'm going to call you to, because we're going to run the conventional head race over there, and I just wanted you to know I'm going to extend my hand out to help you guys with the event over there. You know, I want you guys to leave out of there with a heck of an event for the DMV, you know? So
okay.
I'm real excited to be able, and hopefully everybody's okay with me helping y'all, you know, because it means a lot to me that all the people that are doing things do a really good show for the area, you know, because I got a buck peep in the head too, so I might as well just be there while I do it, okay, though? So,
let me know.
Yep, but you guys have always supported me, you know, when things went crazy, you guys picked the phone up and called me to say, hey, man, everything's going to be okay, and that meant a lot to me, you know, so I really appreciate you. I don't appreciate you spending my damn money, but I do appreciate everything else you do. Some booger, you, I tell you. Goddamn, you and Gene had enough money. What'd you tell me? Y'all went to where? They told me they went somewhere, JD, and ate all evening. The whole crew ate off of my money.
Went to Captain
Billy's. They went to Captain Billy's. I hope all y'all got interjected.
Hey, Monster, somebody else that's been eating off your money is in here right now. 914-7584.
JB,
Monster, what's happening,
fellas? Oh, I don't want to talk to him either. God damn it, he really in my pocket. Hey, man, I miss you, fool. I ain't even seen you posted on a website or nothing. I was a little worried about you. Where you been?
Nah, I've just been laying low, watching this. Man, it's got too many other fools out there posting. I'm just watching, laughing my tail off.
Hey,
Monster, after he took your money the last time, I think this played right here. Just listen to this right here.
Oh, no, don't you dare put it on. Hey, JB, let me tell you what this guy from Baltimore said. He said, man, you hear the music the white guy playing over there? I said, yeah, he's playing Charlie Wilson. He said, what? I said, he just beat Rick, so that sucker playing Charlie Wilson. He said, that fool is crazy, ain't he? I said, man, around here, everybody's the same. And he laughed. Oh, he said, he told me you looked like you was going to cry. You were so happy. But, you know, it goes back to what I said. You know, you guys, the horsemen, when you first got started, you know, I remember you ran that boy out of Carolina in Virginia Motorsports, you know, and you beat him. And everybody was like, who are they? I said, them boys know what they're doing with that nitrous oxide. And now look at what you do. You got people, you got a heck of a group following. Now who's Benji? Is that the one that got the Camaro like Fuji?
No, that's Sean. Benji's got the white Monte Carlo.
Oh, okay, the kind of heavy set guy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Is he the one going to run Styles?
Him and Lou both supposed to run Styles.
What?
Yeah, him and Lou is both supposed to run Styles. Unless Styles is
dead. Y'all going to need some gas. I know I'm betting y'all that day. Check on that Styles been lucky. I never bet with Styles, but when it's a horseman, I got to take my odds, especially with that daggone Pete. I'm telling you, that daggone Pete. Wait till
you better go ahead and plan on having some pot of meat and beans in the house when you get back. You're gonna have
for that cornbread.
Yeah, you're going to have a bad week.
Hey, King, I know what it was I meant to ask you.
What's that, buddy?
Man, that car is some kind of pretty, man.
Which one?
That blue one.
Yeah, the boy did a good job on that car, man. That car turned out real, real nice. I just spent a lot of money in that car since Thanksgiving of last year. We put a race pack and everything in the car, and we got a lot of updates and stuff done to it.
Man, that's a baby pro mod. You might as well show the time on that thing and go back to racing.
No, sir.
And run that small
tire
one I saw. Hey, Kenny, I got an idea. You still there?
Gene,
that car is tube chassis or back half?
What car? Mine?
Yours. Yeah.
Yeah, mine's a chassis car.
Oh, okay. That doesn't mean nothing. We still going to cut your head off when you come to Maryland this year. You hear
me? I hope so.
I got a plan. I got a plan for you.
You got a plan for me?
It's called Secret. The Korean boy told me the other day, Secret Weapon. Secret Weapon.
Well, I hope so, because every time I come to Maryland, I'm telling you, I usually leave there to win.
Yeah, well, this time I got a Secret Weapon coming from New York.
Bring it on. We're ready for it.
My buddy George Williams, it's a small block car now. The only thing we need is just give us the back tire. We ain't scared. Small block.
If you ain't scared, why are you asking for the back tire already?
Remember, you got a big block. We got to make action in the area. You hear me?
I hear you.
Then
I don't think that's going to be a problem. I tell you this, it ain't going to be no deal breaker.
Nah, I'm going to get Kenny to run Scoop. That's who I want Kenny to run. That would be a good race. You agree, Kenny? Kenny B, you agree?
Now, Mark, are you talking about Stu with the all motor car?
No, Scoot Williams, Georgia's son, Scoot.
I got a
real pretty burgundy looking, root beer looking color car.
Yeah, he's talking about Scoot. It wouldn't be bad now. You know, if he comes, you know, it depends on how he comes, Mark.
We're gonna have the 632 in the car.
The small block.
Small block.
Hey,
Monster.
I'm going to hang up on them. You hear me? I'll tell you. Hey, Jamie, how I disconnect them two? Because I knew they was going to start on me. I got a plan. I'm going to call Kenny. I ain't talking to Gene right now. I'm going to get a three-way Monday to get Gene on after I get Kenny riled up. I got something going to make Kenny smile. I know Kenny beats him. He's going to jump right in it. Yeah.
Well, we can work on something. That shouldn't be a problem. My car is I'm supposed to be picking my car up tomorrow.
It ain't till September or next year. This year, September is when I'm gonna do it.
Okay. So that's plenty of
time. It'd be good. Yeah, plenty of time. Yeah.
So. We can do something like that.
Yep, we gotta talk.
Yeah.
Plus, I
yeah,
gotta
as
set
as long
up
as
that
he
day.
Comes with his small block, as you say.
It is a small block, Kenny. It got two barrel carburetors on it. What y'all think? I'm cheat y'all? You don't think I'm a cheat y'all, do you?
I got a small block too, so we good to go.
Let's see who this new caller is. 301-263-5944. Your mic is on.
What's up, JV?
What's going on? You got me on speaker?
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I got you now. Who's this?
Paulo.
Oh, Lord. Darrell Paulo.
Hey, can we borrow $50? You won some money last week. You got to help the needy. Me and JB need some food.
Yeah, I'm going to help the needy this week, too. I'm going to go down there and clean Brad Shaw out tomorrow night.
How you doing, man?
Are you also going to clean out Pete, a.k.a. Gunsmoke, too? Because, I mean, from what I hear, you know, you got something in for Pete. Now, I got his other boys on the line. Now, do you have something in for Pete?
Yeah, I mean, if he can make it to the 21st, yeah, I got something for him.
Lord, Gene, do you hear that? The boy's going at Pete.
He said he's gonna run me on my, I can spray what I got, and he stay on motor. If that's what he told you, I'm sure he'll give you what he told you. He's gonna have a bad day that day.
Now, he's gonna let you spray everything you got on the goat, and he's gonna stay on motor.
Yeah, and I think I'm not sure. I really don't remember clearly. I don't know if he gave me the kick. He gave me something. I forgot what it was.
Oh, sure.
He gave me
Kenny was peace breaking that night.
It ain't gonna happen.
So don't even worry about it.
He must have been drinking that expensive.
I don't know what Apollo was talking about. I don't think Pete's car is not even ready. How are you gonna run it?
I don't know, man. I don't know what was going on in that banquet. It was in that atmosphere, but that's what he told me. He going to run me on for
the... Yeah, that was the first I heard of it, too. I ain't heard none of this.
Yeah, that's it.
You weren't there this year. You ain't come this year. We missed you.
Yeah, I had a...
And hold up, Mr. Monster. Charlie Brown is in my way, too.
Oh, now, Drew, you're talking English. We test the next Friday. We could just make it easy and test on you. Which one you want, fool? Huh?
Well, I only got to run you with the big car. This dial me and dial in for dialing.
Now, we ain't dialing in nothing. We want that big black car. You pull over in that other lane, boy, we're going to give you an education. And it ain't going to be no schoolyard education either. You hear me?
Oh, boy. You don't want none of that goop.
Yeah, okay. Don't get us twisted now.
I'm gonna show you we do more than eat hay.
You better eat some hay. You talking about Charlie in a way. I hope Charlie on the line. I'll tell
well,
you one thing. You definitely,
I just opened up a new line. 301-573-7199. Your mic is open.
Murphy Nyle.
Uh-oh, Mr. Todd Wedding in the house. What's going on, Todd?
Hey,
same
Todd,
old,
how you doing, bro?
Not too bad.
How
your
mama doing,
old,
man?
I just brought her back from the hospital Sunday. So,
oh, okay. Give her a hug, man. Tell her we're praying for her, all right?
That's cool. Yeah, I'm just doing that family thing right now.
Yeah, I know
Paul,
that feeling.
Paul is out like he might be a wolf out there.
You heard him, too? Hey, he remind me of the little kid that kicked you in the knee and run. You hear me?
As long as it's a knee.
Yeah, you know how that goes, Ty. You just don't get down low so you can catch the wave of it, as the Spanish boys tell me. So.
Hey, Todd, I know what I want to ask you, Todd. When is that guy during taxi cab going to be ready?
As soon as everybody gets the fare up.
Monster, you seen that thing talk at? I think somebody used to rent that car in Maryland a couple of years ago?
Yeah, they had it years ago. It used to be Larry Boswell's car years ago when we put it together back in the 80s.
It'll
be a while. It'll be this year, hopefully.
But I know the Burgundy car is ready to go as we speak.
Actually, I'm waiting for a shifter. Once I get the shifter in, it's ready to give Copperhead the kick.
Oh, right off the jump. God, everybody hard on that during Copperhead.
I'm just getting him what he was asking for.
Yeah, I think let me guess. After Copperhead go get it, I guess you're going straight after the assassin again.
Who's that?
You're going
Who's
straight
that?
Back after Mark Jones.
Yeah, uh-huh. He ain't an assassin. He can just wound people.
Damn.
So, but yeah,
yeah
it just
I know,
don't matter
who
what's
you riding
first.
With tomorrow. We got some action. I think Copperhead and Carlton are still going to run. And I don't know about Copperhead and Leonardo, but from what I heard, Carlton is going to Capitol tomorrow to run the Copperhead. Who you sitting with on that one?
I'll sit with Jason.
Okay.
Keep it hometown. With the mixed breed snake.
Gene, who you sitting with on that one tomorrow? Gene Sammons, you still on? I know that boys ain't go for the bushes, but I know I got Running Bell on here. Running Bell, who you sitting with tomorrow? Carlton Thornton versus the Copperhead.
I don't know. I kind of like Carlton.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I put a post out there this week, and man, it went viral very quickly, and it was kind of even. But I'm gonna tell you right there, that's gonna be one of those matchups where both of them pretty good on the tree. And I'm going to tell you, it's just like you and Hell Yeah, Running Bell. Whoever lead that gate first got the upper hand. Because both of them calls are pretty much easily, they pretty much evenly matched. Now,
well,
I'm going to tell you right there.
Out this
I'm going to tell
neither.
You right
huh? I said Copperhead ain't been out this year neither, so it'll be his first night out.
Yeah, and Mr. Thornton's been out.
He's been out.
I mean, he's been out, well, he's been three passes. He had problems on two, but he got one. He won. He knocked off the boys up at Fayetteville with that all motor back half Nova. So he won in two. He won in three right now. So he's doing all right.
That's good.
Hey,
that's
hey,
good.
JB,
what's going on?
Look, this is Kenny. I see where Jason talked a lot of trash at the banquet about that Copperhead Mustang. I see him painted the bottom half of it black. When he gets up beside the headlight, I'm going to paint the rest of it black when I go by him.
He might be thinking he can't ride with you, so maybe he'll look half like you.
The top is going to be two-tone. It's going to be flat black on top and gloss black on the bottom. That's for all the trash you talked at the banquet and didn't show up at the track with his car.
Well, y'all know who his daddy is, right? He ain't got no choice but to talk trash.
Yeah.
That's the next generation of it.
Yeah, what's going on? What's going on, Running Bell?
Hey, look, the guy that you put me in contact with the other day about the fiberglass hats.
Yeah.
He's supposed to have been sending me a picture of the one he put on
Mo Hall's car.
Yeah, and I ain't got it yet.
Yeah, well, the same guy that you talked to, he's actually in the hospital. Well, he was in the hospital today. He was having a little problem with his heart. They had to give him a little nitroglycerin because I just texted him about it a little while ago. He said, hey, tell I think his name is Shelton. I said, yeah. He said, tell him I'm going to get that picture to him. I just had to take a little hospital trip today. He said, they had to give me something to keep me going a little bit. I said, man, you better take care of yourself, man. Them people, I'm telling you, nobody's guaranteed.
I know. A friend of mine passed away today, man, on the lawnmower.
Damn. Sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, but he told me, I when he gave me that price, I said, man, are you sure? He said, well, go look at Mo Hall's car, and if you look at the back of it, we did that one, so. And I talked to Mo Hall, and Mo Hall talked very highly of him. So,
right, he said it's a two piece, and so I won't have to, the glass won't have to come up. It is all good. I can deal with that too. Boy. I get it on my car.
I hear that. So,
hey JB,
so what's going on?
Hey, you posted, I think, one day about people doing dash, like fiberglass dashes and stuff. Is that just somebody has something for sale or they make them?
Well, that guy, that's a guy who wants to do business. And I got to mute a line. Which one is yours? Is yours 5673 or 263?
Nah, 573.
All right, well, I'm going to mute this other line because I got some static coming out of one, but I know who it is. But, yeah, the guy that sent me that is out of Florida, and he's going to start looking out for the area because I told him, I said, man, if you're sending them up here, you know, it's going to cost shipping and freight. But he said what he'll do is he'll knock some of the price off of shipping and freight, you know, for the dashes and stuff.
Right. find one for the taxi.
Okay, well, yeah, I'm gonna hit him up tomorrow because I don't know if you've ever seen it, but he does a lot of work for Eric Kenwood that has the wheelie wagon, you know, the Malibu wagon.
Right.
Yeah, he does all of Eric Kenwood's work, and one of my sponsors for my race May 31st, Eric Ock from Ock Components that does the heated bottles. He put me on to him, and they do real good work because I was going to tell Kenny Beecham that they got a dash. I know Kenny was asking. They got the race pack dashes in. You know, the actual, he's got the glass dashes made already for the race pack.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, JB, do they got them made for the new race pack dash, that Ultra, the little, the like an oval-like dash?
I think he does because he showed me one for the older race pack, and then he also said that he was going to be making one that night for the newer one because Eric has a new car. Eric Kenwood has a new car, and he had to redo something to make it for the new style race pack. So he said he's going to have it all.
If he gets one for the new style race pack dash, that's what I got. I'll be interested in that for my Camaro.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about because I got three people talking about that Camaro, that the Mustang one. They said, well, can he do it for the race pack Ultra, which is the new one? I said, well, I'm going to text him. And when he texted back, he said, man, I'm working on the mold right now. And when that's done, he said, they'll be the same price. I'm not going to take the price up. They'll still be $200 because, I mean, you know, it's the same dash, just molded different.
Well, what about Feather Lake? Do they make them too, or they just do the clips and doors and stuff?
I'm going down there. See, I'm taking a trip, and I was going to let everybody know I'm taking a trip down there next week. Cause I'm doing a race May 31st at Colonial Beach, which will be a small block nitrous, $1,000 payout, free entry, and we're gonna do a $2,000, 28-29, $2,000 payout, free entry, and it's stock style front suspension, no wheelie bars, and you know, we're gonna do that race down May 31st, and what I'm gonna do. Is Thomas is actually going to be down there. Thomas and Rob they're going to be one of the sponsors because the winner for Category 2, which is the any combination, he's going to give a free glass hood. So if you want, you know, a snorkel or something mounted, he's going to do the hood for my Category 2 winner plus the $2,000.
And that's the 28-29 race?
That's the 28-29 Category 2, and then for my small block winner, I actually have some stuff going now. Eric Ock from ARC Components, who I've been talking real closely with, he has sent me a dual voltage bottle heater, and it sells in his shop for $245, $250, because he was going to send me the basic one, and he said, hell with it. He said, you know what, I'm going to send you the dual voltage one for the 10 or the 15-pound bottle. And he said, that's, you know, he sent me that. And I'm also working on a nitrous kit for the small block nitrous, you know, shootout. So, you know, I got a couple people coming on board, and one vendor is going to call me back today, you know, a nitrous vendor. So I'm trying to, you know, put some together for May 31st. But like I said, I know Feather Carbon will be in the house May 31st at Colonial Beach.
All right, I'm off. I might be willing to give up like $100 for somebody with a perfect reaction or something.
Huh?
You already got that set up for the day?
You talking about the $100 for the perfect reaction?
Yeah, you got that set up for that day too?
No, I don't have that set up yet. I know
I can donate $100 for that race to somebody with a perfect reaction if you want to do something like that.
All right, well I'll take that because the thing is, you know, I see they're doing it pretty much everywhere now, and I think it's kind of neat, man. I mean, because you got some people that, you know, go out there and they don't, you know, they might not win the race.
I guess
it wouldn't
be for the perfect, it'd be for the best or whatever, I guess.
Categories
or something to do it with, or just overall out of the whole thing, or how you can do it. We can get together and figure something out.
Yeah, I'm working on one of Kenny Beecham's cousins right now. He's pretty close, but, you know, I'm working on him. He He came to Kenny Beecham, so I got to work him a little bit.
But you having a conventional head that day, too, or no?
Well, actually, no, I'm not doing a conventional head. Like I said, I'm just doing the two, because let me go ahead and tell you what's going on. See, I guess I can go ahead and put it out there. Our overall goal is in October, Cold Killer will be having an event through Grudge Inc. at it'll be at ZMAX, 4Wide.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And we've already started talking to some people. Some people already know about some racing, but we're going to do some 4Wide shootout racing and 4Wide grudge racing. So what we're doing with this Bad Blood playoff, the four top from the small block and the four top from the Category 2 will go to the second round, and those people who make it from Category 1, you know, from the first playoff, they will be headed to ZMAX in October for 4Wide grudge race, 4Wide shootout. And I can't lie, I'm kind of like a kid in a candy store. I've never been to ZMAX, and I've had friends tell me it's just, you know, it's an experience that you'll never live down. But I would love to see four grudge cars go down, because, you know, you think about it, it's like one person beating three other people. So, I mean, the bets are going to be crazy. The money is going to be crazy. So, I mean, you know, it's time for the grudge guys to get, you know, it's time for them to get a little, you know, get a little, have a little fun too. So I think they're going to, you know, it's going to go through. Cold Killer is doing it on his date, October 18th, and it's going to be at ZMAX.
That'll be good.
So I've talked to somebody today, can't let that cat out the bag, but he has already jumped in and said he will be in for some 4Wide grudge racing. So we already got one from the area, but two or three have called me and said they want to be in. And I'm thinking this guy that's about to chime in right now, he either wants to get in on the 4Wide or he wants to get in and talk to Running Bell. So I'm going to give him a little time to get his stuff off his chest.
So I want to go. Hell yeah, I want to go. Ask me what I've been doing.
What you been doing?
I've been cutting trees.
Okay. So.
you better save one of them cutting trees for the third.
Man, if that's your strategy, man, you better back up a little bit.
Hey,
you better have a little
bear,
more than that.
Is Running Bear a grizzly bear or a black bear?
A grizzly bear.
My uncle always told me, if you're going to be a bear, you better be a grizzly. And I don't see no grizzly. I think he's a panda bear.
That's still better than a gummy bear.
We shall find out.
You're damn right we're gonna.
Hell yeah. So hell yeah, I've been doing some research, hell yeah, and I've been talking, yeah, and I know, you know, some boys been talking. They said, yeah, man, that guy there, hell yeah, used to have a Chevette. And I said, he used to have a Chevette, huh? He said, yeah, Chevette used to run pretty good. He said, he the type of guy that'll stand up on top of the hood and hop through the ceiling and all. I said, yeah, that's that guy. I know that's the same guy.
Yeah, I used to get out there and, you know, mess around a little bit. Wasn't nothing wrong with having a good time.
Yeah, I was, because I was talking to somebody from Philadelphia or, you know, up in that, that north area, and they said, yeah, man, I think that's the guy that used to, and he's from this area, right? I said, well, I think he's from that area of Texas. He said, well, yeah, my buddy told me he used to have a Chevette. I said, well, yeah, I think that's him, because he told me he had a Chevette. He said, yeah, I had a Chevette, and I think it had a little small block in that thing. I said, yeah, probably him.
Yeah, it was that was one of my first cars, you know, back in the day. It was a pretty nice, pretty decent little car, you know, nothing special. A little small block, one kit. You know, It had a 10.5 tire on it, you know. It's more of a wheelie car, you know. I was wheelie comped it for a couple years. So
I hear that.
But, you know, this car I got here, you know, I try to keep it on the ground, you know. It don't have the way the headers are set up and stuff like that. You start messing around like that and you start smashing shit. Then your day's done, you know what I'm saying?
I understand. So, who else is on? All right, now, I know you got Running Bell, May 3rd. Now, I got to ask you, because I don't get to talk to you much, who's next on that list?
Who's next on the list? Well, I don't know. Me and Kenny Beecham talked about hooking up, but last time I talked with him, he said that we couldn't hook up heads up, so I don't know how that's going to roll. I know me and Wicked Bird are fixing to get it on, me and G Money, and these are heads up races, you know what I'm saying? Definitely want to do the G Money thing, you know, pretty quick, hopefully the month of May. You know, that's going to be a tough race right there, you know.
I understand.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Who was that wanted to run the winner of my race and your race?
Who's that? The what now?
Somebody said they wanted to run the winner of our race.
I think that might be G Money.
No, it wasn't G Money. It was somebody else. I don't know if it was Hell Yeah that was telling me about it, if it was Monster that some guy said he wanted to win the race.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's up with that, but so you got your car ready or what?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
You ready?
Yeah.
Yeah, the bear's out of hibernation.
You've been out already.
Huh?
You've been out already.
I went out last weekend and test last weekend.
All right. So you're good to go, huh?
Yeah.
You better go out and test a little bit more.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, hell, I might go with the car then.
I think you better go test a little bit more.
I think it'll be all right.
All right.
If it ain't all right, I'll bring it home and do something else to it.
Don't say now, damn it, hell yeah, you told me so. All right?
If you're with me, I'm going to shake your hand, cuz.
That's right. Same here.
It's going to be a good one. That's all I know. It's going to be a good one.
That's it. I'm going to try to get plenty of rest, so I'm not sleeping up there.
Yeah, because you go to sleep, you're in trouble.
That's right.
Bear hibernates all winter.
Yeah, I had all the sleep I need. I'm waking up now.
All right. Well, that's what I'm looking forward to. It's getting down to crunch time here shortly.
Right. I got to go down to Page Land. I'm gonna go down there to the race on the 26th. And then
you're down to run or what?
Yeah, I'm going to run down there, yeah.
Now save a little bit for me now, damn it.
You can get yours. You can get yours.
Don't give all that shit away now.
All right.
When are y'all set up the race?
I'd hate to have to make a bye run, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I'll tell you what.
But I'll do it.
They're going to run May 3rd at Capitol.
I'll take that bye run if I have to.
No, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to take my car down to Page Land and I'm going to run it. If anything happened to it, you're going to still get your run on May the 3rd if I got to give you the back tire.
All right. You got to give me the back tire.
I said, listen to what I'm saying now. If I go down to Page Land on the 26th and something happens to my car, then on May the 3rd, you're going to still get a race out of me on May the 3rd, if I got to give you the back tire with another small block.
Oh, okay, one kit, right?
One kit, two carburetors.
All right, well, I still plan on fucking up all small blocks, so it don't make a shit to me.
All right, that'll work.
right. That sounds good. Whatever you got to do, whatever you got to do.
Yeah, that sounds good because, like I said, you know, if I go down there and something happens to my car, I'm going to still be in Maryland on May the 3rd, and I'm coming with a small black, but I'm going to have two carburetors. I'm willing to give you the back tire.
And that's a loaner. That's what you're saying. You're going to get a loaner.
No, it ain't a loaner. It's in my camp already. It's been in my camp. And I drive it, too.
Okay. All right, well, that's whatever we got to do. We got to make this show happen, you know what I'm saying? We don't want to let old Mustard down.
That's right. I don't want to let him down. So,
yeah, because he's going to have a lot of cheeseburgers, and I got a lot of guys that are hungry.
Yeah. All right, that'll work. That sounds like a winner.
All right.
So does that mean if your car don't break down the page lane and comes up, you got two different races for him? Or you just bring him one car on the third?
If he wants to. But see, if I'm gonna bring my car, I can't bring them both.
Oh, okay.
Then again, anything's possible. But if nothing happens to my car down in Page Land, I'm coming with my car.
Well, you better bring you some backup. You better bring you some backup.
Always got some backup, man. Always got some backup.
All right. See, I run solo. I don't need no backup.
Yeah. Me either, but I got some just in case.
Big, tall, fat, small. Don't make a fuck to me.
You my man.
You know what I mean? Yeah! Yeah, I'm ready to get out there, man. I'm ready, definitely ready to get back out there.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go bump around a little bit this weekend, so.
Well, look,
yeah,
we got
knock the dust off this thing, so.
Right.
We got another caller coming in here hot with a different area code, so I'm going to try to get him in here. 410-952-1230. Your mic is on. Who am I speaking with? All right, 410. Oh, he done dropped the call. I guess he hell yeah, and running bell made him feel a little way, so he done dropped the call. But Jeremy, we got another
scared.
One coming in. 540-775-9101. Your mic is open.
What's up, JB?
Yo, who we got?
It's CJ.
What's up, CJ? What's going on?
Not much.
Now, CJ, if you on here and running bell on here, I'm guessing there's somebody you want to talk to.
Yeah, you didn't guess right.
Oh, so I'm guessing
CJ got that small block car.
Yeah,
huh?
See, that's who I'm betting. Are you the one that wants to run the winner?
Actually, I didn't say that, but I run both of them.
Oh, Lord.
Well, he just said that.
Yeah, he did say that.
I heard that.
I just want to know what other car was running back talking about.
She Devil.
Oh, yeah, that's easy money. Yeah, I run that, too.
You run that, too?
Oh, yeah, that's easy.
Well, let me run him first if that's easy money.
You going to be in Maryland that day?
Huh?
You going to be in Maryland that day on the 3rd?
I'm shooting for it. I ain't
okay.
Tested yet. I'm trying to get out there soon, but I'm shooting for it.
Okay, well, you might get your wish.
Oh, yeah, that's the wish I want, too.
That'll work.
And you'll take the back tire?
Say that again?
I said, and you would take the back tire with your car?
From your car.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I wouldn't know if you give me the back tie.
All right, we do it too.
Yeah. Let me get through hell yeah, because everybody's telling me that I'm going to be saying hell no after I run him, but I'm thinking the other way around.
Telling you, hell yeah is the man right now, is what they're telling you.
Yeah. And,
right, I didn't want to say it.
Hey, CJ, let me talk to you.
I want this shit heads up, though, because if I lose, I don't want no excuses.
Say what now?
I said I want that shit heads up. Two carburetor car or whatever. I don't want no.
Okay.
I don't want no bullshit. If I lose, I don't want no excuses. I want heads up shit. I'm good.
Okay. That sounds like a winner. That sounds like a winner.
Yeah. If I'm scared. I tell you, I'm scared.
Well, you know, I got one.
I might not be the smartest motherfucker, but I ain't scared.
You know, I got one of the smallest motors in the world, so I got to take anything anybody want to give me.
Yeah, I got a small one, too.
Yes. Your motor, I seen your motor, man. It look like a big block.
Man, ain't but 355.
Right.
You talking about me?
I'm talking about mine. I ain't got but 355 with some good heads.
Oh, there you go. Hey, look, I run a 355 for years, brother. That's how I got my name. They call me Hell Yeah 355 at one time.
Hell yeah.
I got lots of respect for them, man.
Hell yeah, don't swallow that pill.
What's that?
I said, don't swallow that pill he just gave you.
Yeah. Well, I can shit off, too.
That's hell yeah.
But I'm good. That still ain't scaring me.
He said he was. We got to get up capital. For the third.
Yeah, I'll be a capital for the third.
And what car is that little 355 in?
A little deuce.
Little deuce?
Yeah.
Back half car?
I don't know nothing about that stuff, man. You asked me that before. I don't know nothing about that stuff. I just get in there and drive.
Oh, so it's not your car?
It's mine. I don't know nothing about that stuff. I just get in there and drive the car.
Oh, okay. So you don't want to tell nobody nothing.
It got big tires on it.
Why don't you just say it?
Ones on the front.
Well, you bring your little deuce on out there, your little deuce coupe, whatever you got. Just whatever. With your little mystery rear end underneath there or chassis.
You said what?
You bring your little deuce with that little mystery chassis you got going on. that black Z will be right there, brother.
Hey, hell yeah.
Whatever we got to do. Worst
hell
thing
yeah.
you do is worst thing you do is beat me. That's it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'm all right with that. I've been beat before. Just not in Maryland. You know what I'm saying?
Well, when you step in the DMV, it's different.
All right. Well, I tell you what, I stepped a lot of places, brother. I've been racing a long time, and I'm good to go.
Hell yeah. You know, I live out in the country. Sometimes I go out in the woods and I got to take a shit, and I shit and stain up and step back in it. That's what's gonna happen. You keep fucking with that young boy that you talking to now.
Stepping in shit. All right.
Man, don't scare him away from me, running back.
Hey, see, when you, I ain't gonna fuck with you no more.
Come on, I ain't even made no decent pass.
Well, you talk like you have.
That's because I'm confident. It's supposed to be confident.
Or you're gonna make that decent pass. That's what you're gonna do. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I suppose.
You small block one kid or what?
It can be one kid.
Huh?
It can be one kid.
Well, that's what it needs to be. I mean, that's what we're rolling here. I mean, Running Bear got a couple, but he's just gonna run one.
That's fine.
You know.
I'm just running one.
All right. I'll just use one kit, and then, you know, 355 works on one kit. My 355 run on one kit for a long time.
You won. That's fine. One kit's fine.
All hell right. Yeah. Sounds good. Yeah.
Hell yeah. You got a progressive on that thing.
What's that?
You got a progressive system on that car.
He don't know nothing about that. He just drives.
Say that again.
Have a progressive system.
He don't know nothing about that.
Oh, no. Hell no. No. Nope.
You got straight up one stage.
No progressive. One stage. Digiset. You know what that is, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm old school, man.
Okay.
6AL. 6AL. Just, you know, I mean, that's all I need for this little 11-to-1 motor, you know what I'm saying? Just a little shit, pump gas.
There you go. There you go, trying to make me step in some shit, man.
283.
Oh,
well, shoot, while y'all talking, then I got this inline six, and I'm trying to get some action.
I'll tell you what, there's going to be plenty of action out there on the third, so, you know, I don't want it to be just me and Running Bear, and I'm sure Running Bear just don't want that one race with me. We gotta stir it up, so hopefully Young Buck here and the his little Deuce Coupe come on out there and play.
Yeah, I'm trying to. As soon as I get them my test passes, I know for sure. I might
see,
just test on you.
We're going straight off the trailer. You can test on me. I've been tested. I'm good. I ain't turned down no races.
Now, hell yeah.
Yo.
Now, if I got a buddy, now, Shelton Gillis knows this car, and the car is not back half. It's on a 275 radio. It's got a small block, one carb, one system, nitrous. And if he asked for the back tire or something from you, would you run it?
And it's a small block, one kit?
Yep, stock suspension, no wheelie bar.
Quarter mile?
Now, if he goes a quarter mile, he might need the brake because, you know, I think he runs 8 miles.
I could probably, you know, with the back tire, you know, probably 8 miles, you know, I might do something like that. I like to take a look at it, you know.
The car is known as Ruby Red.
The only difference in his car and your car is the color. And he got a little small tire on the back, and he ain't got no wheelie bars on it. And he got a burgundy Datsun, you got a black one. They would look good side by side. Don't get him in the back tire.
Don't give him the back tire is what you said.
No, I said give him the back tire. I mean, you know.
Give him the.
Yeah, if he come up there, you know, you look at his car. I mean, we ain't telling you no lies. It is what it is.
Yeah, as long as he's small block one kit and on there, you know, I'm pretty much game for anything. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Because you know, there's not, you know, you can't win every race, you know. But I don't mind trying. I don't mind running whatever comes in front of me. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. We could probably do something.
Well, JB, look like we're going to have to get Ruby Red and bring him on up tomorrow to come.
Yeah, it looks
bring
like,
him
looks
up.
Like
I don't get beside too many Z's, you know what I'm saying? And this black bitch right here, it gets real, real fucking mean and ugly when it sees another Z alongside it. So.
Well, look, that caller has come back in here. I hope they're going to – their mic is open there again. 410-952-1230. Your mic is on.
Hey, this is Hollywood. I'm just listening.
I thought we had somebody in here. That ain't nobody
but
that Hollywood
WFO
Mike.
Right there, man.
Yeah, Hollywood Mike, right? I'm a Rodizo.
That's
it.
Yeah, I know who that is. I know who that is. Hey, Running Bear, they're trying to gang up on you in here, Running Bear.
He in there by himself.
Yeah, I ain't worried about him.
Hey, hell yeah, hold on for a minute. I got somebody that's trying to get in to talk with you. I'm going to read this number. 484-832-2153. And his name is Joe Minicano.
If my phone cuts off, I got to get my charger. It just beeps. So just if it cuts off, I'll call right back. But what's up, Joe?
Well, look.
What's going on?
I think he wants to get in on some of this small block action y'all talking about.
It's intriguing. I'm trying to listen.
Hey, look, y'all guys want some small block action. I'm putting on a race on William Brown's show at Virginia Motorsport Park on May the 24th. Hell yeah, it's supposed to be in. Matter of fact, hell yeah, we got to get our money in, too. So it's a one carburetor, one stage of nitrous. You got to weigh 2,600 pounds. And GRF is putting up a belt for this. All of you guys out there that want some of this small block action, you need to be at Virginia Motorsport Park May 24th. pay that money and get that ass whooped.
Ooh. We'll be at MIR on the 26th or 25th. I don't know what day that is, JB.
Thanks, babe. I think that's the 25th.
25th is a Sunday, right?
Yeah, that's a Sunday. It's a Sunday.
Yeah, we'll be there. I want to see if you can get a hold of the Jolly Rancher or Paul Nye and see if they want to make the trip up. We can get some action with the mistress, the small block stock suspension car we got.
Yeah, I think Fallen Nine, I can contact Kevin, but I think Jolly Rancher right now, I think that weekend is the weekend. I don't know if they're doing something, but I think DJ Grant might be doing something that weekend, and the Jolly Rancher might be down there. But Fallen Nine, I think, might be free that weekend.
Okay. We're
yeah,
just looking
for
DJ... some small block action on the 25th, so I figured one of them guys might be – might be worth their while to come up and gamble.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, come on up and get some, man. Come get you some.
Oh, you can come to, you want to come, oh, hell yeah, you want to come to MIR on 25th. We can lock in right now if you want. We got a small block stock suspension on 28th.
The drag
one carb, cast iron intake.
Bob,
we can do something.
That's May.
May 25th, yeah, it's a Sunday cap. It's a Memorial Day weekend, I believe.
Well,
yeah,
that's
all right.
Custom
I mean,
T and Larry T. I mean, Custom T and Long Island Joe.
Yeah, it's always a good event. I mean, Custom T and Long Island do a great job putting it on, and they get the grudge racers up to the front and stuff. So, you know, it's always a good event.
All right, well, we'll try to do that. I haven't been to MIR yet, but...
It's an awesome track.
All right. I plan on spending money, so I got a couple races.
So that means you're telling me you're going to race for a good amount of money then. Wow.
Well, I didn't say that. I mean, that's funny. That spending money is just, you know what I mean, so I can get there and I can race back-to-back weekends, you know what I'm saying?
I
have a couple dollars. I'm all right.
That's cool. I got you.
And plus he got Hollywood Michael here to help him out, so he's good.
Oh, all right. Well, you got money coming in from everywhere. You know, you're famous now. You get sponsors and stuff.
I've been famous a long time, brother. Ain't just
man,
now.
Still,
hey,
Bob. I thought he told me he ain't need no bag up.
What car is that, Bob?
I've been
rolling
that's
solo
the,
a long time.
He
said the mistress.
So many times they got the mistress, small block. Nice.
Oh, they were down Fairville. Yeah. I know who they are.
Yeah.
We know exactly who they are.
Another
Jersey. Yeah. I think they're from Jersey.
Philly,
yeah. I see them.
Everybody forgets about Philly. It's always New York or New Jersey. No one wants to say Philly. So
you know what? I like to come down to them Philly tracks because I want to hit Philly, Jersey, everything.
Cool.
Hell yeah, it's hungry. Hell yeah, it's hungry this year, man. And
listen,
you
come to Philly,
to get
I mean,
out
we'll
there
feed,
and get known.
We'll feed you food. If you're hungry, we'll feed you cheesesteaks and food and shit, but we ain't going to
cool
get our money.
Nah.
All right.
If I had a nickel for every time I heard that, you know what I'm saying?
You might have a fast car if you heard that. If you got a nickel every time you heard that.
Oh yeah, just while we're talking about that, I want to put it out there that so far I think 10 to 15 cars are traveling, but Petey Small Block will be doing his Grudge Day Massacre event in Philly.
Yeah,
at ATCO.
ATCO.
That'll
ATCO,
be June.
Yeah.
It'll be June 22nd. So. Hell yeah, if you want to bring WFO to ATCO June 22nd, then, you know, you and Hollywood Mike and Dom
can
travel up there and have...
I'll definitely put that on my calendar because ATCO's a track that I've really been trying to get to, too. I heard it's a good track, and there's a lot of good grudge racing going on there.
Yeah, all these Northeast tracks are, like, really coming into their own. You got ATCO, Cecil County, MIR, Capital. I mean, they're all the tracks have been... getting better and better. I mean, you know, so they're good up here. Northeast, man, it's good weather up here usually, you know, so cars are running good.
Yeah.
Try to make sure you get every advantage you can. We try to give you good weather, you know.
If you want to slap a 29 on your, you know, a 29W on that that V, and you that Datsun, and you want to take them wheelie balls off, you can come get a chance at $2,000 free entry pot May 31st.
May 21st.
Okay. May 31st. You got to only the rules are you got to be stock front suspension. You got to have a 28 or 29. No wheelie
balls. Well, I'm going over ladder bar.
Oh, the rear suspension, we don't. You can come like you are, but at front, long as you
okay.
ain't got no spindles or anything in the front, and you got a 29
right.
on it.
Okay, that's doable. Yeah.
Is that car ladder bar? Hell yeah.
Yeah, it's a coil over ladder bar.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, I got you. Well, you run a 28 on it, right?
No, I don't.
Oh.
I don't now. I run 28 10.5s on it already. I mean, it slams it on the ground pretty good, but I mean,
okay.
it seems to work pretty good, you know. I didn't take the wheelie bars off, but that's something, you know, I just need to get out and test a little bit, and I'm going to take some bars off and see how it rolls, and I might get some
cool.
of that action, because there's a lot of motherfuckers out there crying about this wheelie bar shit, you know.
Yeah.
And I don't ask nobody to take their wheelie bars off when I run them, you know.
That's cool. Yeah, definitely.
I'm not worried about all that, you know.
Oh,
I want to go from
cool.
A to B, you know.
Yeah, I hear you on that. That's cool. Interesting. Man,
well,
I didn't think my night
could
get worse.
What's that?
I didn't think my night could get worse. I just watched my Flyers lose to the Rangers. Ugh.
Okay.
Anyway, man.
Yeah, but there's plenty of good action coming up. I mean, just right around the corner. And hell yeah, like you said, I know when you first got on. Yes, October 18th, Cold Killer and Grudge Inc. And yes, I will be down there. We are going to get at. We are going to get VMAX, and we're going to do some four wide action.
Yeah,
that sounds
I'm
like
thinking
a plan.
About taking that trip, man. I'm thinking about taking that trip just to go, and I figure it'll be a lot of Grudge cars. Even if I'm not in that Grudge Inc. You know, event he's having, at least I'll show up, maybe get some action. That'd be cool. Everybody be down there at the same time.
Yeah,
yeah,
I'd definitely like to get some of that.
I'm not going to put it out there yet, but four people talked today on a conference call, and they want to do, you know, they want to do a 3,000 each person, or three, well, they want to do 1,000 to three each person put up, and the winner takes the pot. So, it might be anywhere from a $4,000 to an $8,000 race right off the jump.
What kind of cars are they talking? Like stock suspension? Or?
Well, one set of cars that talk today are stock suspension, and another set are top sports.
Wow, okay. God, I got four cars in Philly that would all do that for $1,000 each. Just to do it, it'd be fun. Just to race there. I've never been there.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't been there, but, you know, I talked with Cold Killer this weekend, and, you know, that's his annual date, October 18th. And he was like,
you say you talked to Cold Killer?
Yeah, why, you want to do something?
Well, I remember that shit he put on the internet last year about my boys in Texas. And I tried to post something, and I wasn't smart enough to fucking get it on there. So, but yeah, I definitely like to hook up with him and try to represent for my Texas boys a little bit, because he was talking all kind of, you know, something about steers and queers. The only thing that comes out of Texas or something like that. And
yeah, I ain't either or. Now I'm gonna tell you, hell yeah, ain't nothing wrong with a little trash talking, but. Yeah, Joe will tell you that's another ballpark there.
Oh yeah, I know, but that's when? That's the end of the season or October? You said right?
Yeah,
October.
So you telling me that? Well, hey,
see that money from Running Bear, that money from Running Bear, and from old CJ and old boy that's on there now. See, I might be able to do a little something.
Well, it's the A. Well, all you got.
You know what I mean, I might be able to put a little extra, you know, a little extra on there. You never know.
Well, if you want to run the killer, just let me know, because
you know, I mean, if you
yeah,
make
no,
all that
the
money.
Killer's a little out of my league, but you know what? I'm used to running guys out of my league. I really am, and I just like it for the experience just to say I did. Whether it goes my way or not, just like Wickedberg, you know what I mean, and G-Money, I just appreciate them guys getting up alongside me. Kenny Beecham, you know what I mean? I just love the race of guys that are in this stuff to win it, you know what I'm saying? And if I get lucky, just same as running bear. You know what I mean? If I get lucky and shit goes my way, oh, yeah, then it's on.
Hey, KB.
Yeah, what's going on?
The horseman race at the beach is also June 22nd, and there will be Kenny Beecham. I'm sure we'll have his stock suspension car, small block. We'll have the little bit bigger cars there, and we're bringing out a new stock suspension, all steel body, one system, small block on 28 that day too. Probably won't
yeah,
be running
y'all,
it
y'all
nowhere
doing,
until that
y'all
day.
Are doing the 21st, nope. Though.
Excuse me?
Y'all are that it's, Saturday, right? That Saturday.
We're that Saturday and we're that, that's your right, that Friday night and that Saturday. We have
Friday,
a diesel
yeah, because Petey, we talked to Petey, and Petey might, he was wondering, he didn't, you know, we wanted to make sure the races aren't on the same. Petey's is Sunday, yours is Saturday.
Right, that's right, I'm sorry. And we got the stuff going on down there that Friday night also, so it's Friday night and Saturday.
Yeah, I think Joe Minicondi might bring one of his rollbacks down to run in that diesel can't shoot out.
Yeah. That'll be a good time.
That's funny, yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
I know they got some interesting stuff that they haven't broadcasted it yet, but they got some there's some good stuff that they're gonna have at the event, so it's gonna be interesting. It's gonna be a good time for the spectators. Shouldn't be a boring time.
That's cool.
Be a lot of racing going
Joe, I might be able to help you out, Joe, and, you know, we'll save that. But that person you asked about earlier, I'm going to talk to some people because we talked earlier. But that person you talked about with that green Mustang, let's see if we can make that happen at ACCO at Petey's, and, you know, that'll come to your backyard.
Yeah, without a doubt, we'll definitely entertain that action.
I'll talk with that camp because, the thing is, this is what I'm saying, and I know a lot of y'all see it. Everybody from the north, all these northeast tracks, we travel to, you know, Carolinas, and we travel there. And it's hard to get them to say, you know, okay, I'll come back. So now I think there's time for, you know, us to lay back a little bit and have them come to us. Because, I mean, don't get me wrong, I don't mind going to House of Hook. I don't mind going to Fayetteville or the Red Springs. But, man, it'd be nice because I got somebody coming for May 31st, a couple people coming down to Colonial Beach, and I'm like, man, you know, it makes you feel good because we travel out there, and, I mean, you know, all we ask for is a little respect for them to come out here.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what I think the biggest thing is all the lower down south tracks, they don't tech as hard as up here sometimes, and I think that scares a lot of people away.
Yeah, that is true. That is you got it, you know. But I'm gonna tell you right now,
I mean,
Gina
safety, yeah, it's me. But
yeah, Gina.
My first 3 years of racing, I race without a damn helmet. I don't mind no tech. I'm good.
Damn.
I race with my damn half shell. You know what I'm saying? I'm good to go.
Yeah.
I'd rather run with my half shell than anything.
Hey, Joe Minicondi, I'm about to read this number out to you, and I know you're gonna know who it is. So go ahead and get ready. 757-218-7777.
There you go.
What's going on?
Stranger.
Magic, man.
Stranger.
Hey, what's up? What's up, Slowpoke?
It's Richard Simmons.
Yeah. Hey, don't be cutting on me because I'm trying to get some cuts now. I'm trying to work out.
You look good. You're looking good.
No, I got a long way to go. Three
cool.
Days in
emotion. I hear you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, what are you taking? Are you taking you taking steroids or what? You using that nitrous in the car in your body?
Hey,
taking that blue
magic. I get up in the morning, I eat oatmeal, then I got a jog, then I eat a power bar, then I work out.
Wow. Yeah, you know, you notice he didn't say he works at all. Did anybody else pick up on that? He don't go to work. Must be nice.
Hey, I don't got no job. I got people to work for me. I wait for AAA to cut the check every 2 weeks.
That's awesome.
Living the dream.
How y'all doing, man? What y'all up to? What y'all been up to, man?
Nothing. Just trying to lock you in. Can't get a hold of you.
Well, I'm here. What do you want to lock in now?
I don't know. I'll be in MIR. I'll be in your backwoods on the
25th. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I've been praying for that. Jesus,
I'll be
Lord,
there.
You answer my prayer. Thank you, Jesus.
Can you come
well,
up for 500 hours this time?
Somebody texted me the other day and said, who's this Blue Magic call making a call out? I said, and Joe knows the person very well. He PM'd me. I said, Josh, what's wrong, man? He said, who's Blue Magic? He was like, I heard they posted a video about them wanting to run the Bad Stone. I said, oh, Lord.
Man, I know damn well Josh ain't talking nothing because we was at the track. I said, look, I got to run the Pink Warrior, the same car that you ran. I'm going to run you. You know, everybody know my car. I have problems. But you want me to run my car? And I have made one pass to Starbucks, then you want to run me. The only person I want to run like was Joe, because he couldn't whip me.
Yeah. Man, that was a bad weekend.
Yeah, you ducked a good, you're a good ass whip, and you ducked that one.
Listen, I'll be at MIR, and that can be locked in as we speak now, or we can wait till later, whatever, don't matter. I'll be there.
Well, I'm going to tell you like this. MR, I love the track. You've been there. You see how I work. So we don't have to do a whole lot of talking and testing and passing. We can get it on there.
Yeah, I knew that. I knew you were going to say that. That's what I'm not too concerned about it.
And I'm going to give you a good secret. There's so much time between now and then, anything can happen to the car.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
You're absolutely right. I know.
Weaver.
Yes, sir.
You found out what's wrong with the car?
Yeah, I broke my planetary.
I need that race. You broke what?
Planetary in the transmission. Oh,
okay. Yeah.
I thought it was a converter because I just got it back. It's a planetary.
What that good matches would do for you.
You did. Hey, if you ain't hooked me up, it wouldn't have broke.
all them wheelies ain't winning your races.
Really? Oh, man, that was the first time that ever happened.
Yeah, I see 20 videos. Everyone's your wheeling first time.
Nah, man. Hey, look, I got an AWAC system on my car. I don't really no more.
Oh, okay. My car doesn't do nothing but spin the tires, so I got my own issues.
Oh, no, I seen a good video of you. I saw a good video of Cecil. You had me scratching my head. I said, is that the same damn car or was that the damn mistress? But I saw the hood. You running pretty good, but guess what? We going out
not
the back
enough.
Door. I ain't afraid of you, man.
That's all I'm worried. I know your car's humping upstairs. I know you're pouring it on up there.
Huh?
You're pouring it on up top.
No, I ain't doing nothing.
I'm not scared. I'm happy for you.
I figured
I'd go to MIR if you got a shorter ride home. So when you're upset, I don't want your whole family calling me telling you you're all pissed off.
Nah, I ain't mad. I'm gonna be jumping for joy like I got married.
I like to see that video.
Trying to race each other for 2 years.
Damn. We'll get it done. I'll be there. I'll tell you right now, I'll be there.
But can we do it off the trailer?
Nah, I got to get one shakedown. I'm supposed to race another guy there, but I'm waiting right now for a phone call for confirmation on the driver being there. If that happens, I'm supposed to race him at 3 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
So I'm waiting on confirmation from the guy's driver. Supposed to be set up. I'm waiting to hear back from contacts to see if it's going to happen or not.
That's gonna be a Detroit. Bad Storm shows up. Oh, my schedule's changing. I'm coming for them.
Okay.
He ain't gonna travel up there.
He might.
I don't know. I doubt it.
I hope he do.
I hope he do too. God damn. I don't understand that kid though. He wants to run me a heads up sitting with a big block, but we got a small block car that sits the exact same way he does. Exact same way. He don't want to go near.
What, the missus car?
Yeah, sits the same way he does.
Hey, listen, man. Let me see. Hey, JB.
What's up?
Hey, listen. I want everybody listening to this. Now, I look at that Nitro video, Nitro Art video, DVD. I saw the Bash Storm run the other car. And I followed it in slow motion all the way down the track. The other car crossed the line first.
What race is that?
When the Bash Storm
versus Coop, Dave from Coop Performance. Well, Taliban.
Oh, yeah.
Blue Mustang.
Oh, yeah. What do you think?
I don't care what nobody say. Now I know. We done put Photoshop, all that stuff on it. All the way from the start to the end, Bad Storm was behind the car. Even when they crossed the line, I don't understand it. Look at the video. Put it in slow motion and watch it.
Well, that's funny you say that, because don't you know what happened to me the year before in Fayetteville?
Mm-hmm.
Friday, we went testing Friday. We rented the track. Thunder Valley. We rented Thunder Valley ourselves. Went there, tested all day. Saturday, we went to Fayetteville, went to the event. And in the middle of the day, they came up to me. I didn't even know who they were then. Said he won a race. So we locked the race in. I ended up giving him the back tire, big block to small block. So I rolled the car down into the lanes. And the guy comes up to me and says, "Yo, good luck." And I'm like, "What's up?" Because I'm racing you. And I look at him. I said, "Weren't you the one running Thunder Valley yesterday?" Like, he was in the tower running the track. I'm like, "You got to be kidding me."
Yeah.
You know, I had no idea the driver was, you know, working people down there. So, I don't know.
Well,
I just think I thought I was had. Because, I mean, I have a picture of 450, 500 feet, and I'm in front of him by half a car. How he put the wind light on, I still don't know.
I ain't insinuating nothing, but...
Telling you my story, you know?
Yeah. I've been doing this for a long time. You need to look at the tape. I'm telling you this right now. And I don't care what nobody say. I looked at it 5 times, even photoshopped it to the end. The other car was in front the whole time.
Wow. I'm telling you, go back and look at my race versus Bad Storm. Watch the video. Indicut had a copy of it. It's the only one I seen. He's standing. He's got to be standing 450 feet out. And you just watch it.
Yeah.
Well, whatever. Tell him to come to a North track. Let me see what happens. Shit's legit up here.
Yeah, things happen.
What is up here? You know, Cecil County, ACCO, or MIR even, you know. They're all good tracks, so. I mean, a lot of old tracks are Capital, you know, they're all good. So.
You come to Maryland when?
Say it again?
I said, you come to Maryland when?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I'll be at MIR on the 25th.
Of May?
Yeah, May.
Oh, man, I want to get a good ass with him.
Oh, man.
I might just save my car. Well, I'm running my car outside at the street, all our stuff. But then I'm going to put it up on the lift and let it sit for you.
Ah, that's so sweet of you. I'll bring myself a victory cigar, don't worry.
Oh, no, you're not going to beat me.
Bring me a victory Coors Light. What I want. There you go. I want beer. Beer money. Beer money, whatever. That's good. I hear you. I'll bring a case of beer. That's fine. I'm thinking about getting a room down there. What are you going to drink?
Me? I'm a Crown Royal kind of guy.
Oh, okay. Are you drinking Crown Royals before you race? I'll bring you a bottle. I'll bring you a bottle so you can get started early.
Not against Weeby. I need all. Weeby got too much power. I can't be lazy about that. He's scary.
I got the slowest car that everybody know. I got the slowest car.
Hey, but you win races. I don't know how you do it, but you win them.
Who's that, Running Bear?
Yeah.
Running Bear?
I just heard somebody say they got the slowest car.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
That's Weeby trying to.
I know he's talking about Weeby.
I just trying to ruffle his feathers a little bit, you know what I mean?
Running Bear faster than me. I respect him. I won't get beside him. He got to give me everything in drag racing. And he got a small block. I got a big block.
Ooh.
I ain't
racing the slut hiding.
Hey, Running Bear.
Yeah.
What I ask you to give me everything in drag racing, didn't I?
Everything in drag racing.
He got a small block. I got a big-ass motor. I ain't fucking with him.
Oh, how big is your motor?
I've been running small blocks for 17 years now, and I ain't never ask anybody to give me everything in drag racing.
Hey, look.
And you ain't going to find me doing it. So
is this Hell Yeah?
It's Hell Yeah.
Oh, man, I see that your motherfucking back tie that slow-ass goddamn Datsun.
Yeah, I hear you talking.
I see that goddamn back tire.
There ain't nobody in Maryland seen anything but the back end of this car. So how the hell do you know what it looks like?
Oh, shit.
He's seen you in the lane.
I got a little RX-7 just joined my camp. We're going to bring him for you, too.
RX-7?
Yeah, I got a little badass RX-7 in my camp.
You better multiply that motherfucker by 10.
No, he can handle you.
All right, well, come on with it.
He can have that old pretty-ass black Z you got.
All right. Well, that's what I'm looking for.
We're going to call him the Z-Killer because he got to kill the Ruby Red Z, too. We're going to kill him, too.
Now, we be getting a little crazy tonight.
Yeah, I got a good team. All of us moving south.
I think Weeby's been drinking too many protein shakes tonight.
Nah, I took some amino acids.
Yeah, you need it. Sheesh.
But I tell you what. If Running Bear run Hell Yeah, I'm going with Running Bear.
Ouch.
There you go. That's all right. Run Bear got some followers. You know what I mean? He got he earned his. You know, he earns what he got going. It's all good.
I can't wait to see him gap you.
Yeah, that's gonna fucking happen.
And if he don't gap you, I'm gonna gap you. I'll send you back tire and gap you.
Yeah. Okay. Now you're really talking shit. You got a better chance of seeing God, kid.
God.
Where's the pizza gangster at tonight?
I don't know. He's not on tonight. I know he's still looking for Buck Harvey, but I think Buck Harvey is going to back out on that one.
Oh, man. Cut it out.
We need to find some action for the Godfather. For the 25th of May. We got to get this guy a race. He ain't race anybody in a while.
He do need to get some action. He ain't been, you know.
Hey, JB, you know who we need to put on the Godfather?
Who is that?
We need to initiate and put the Hattons on him.
Yeah, bring Marquise out. I got to talk to him anyway.
That'll be a good run for him. We need to put the Hattons on him, 8 Mile.
We'll take that. We'll lock that in right now.
Well, I mean, that's just me talking. You need to talk to them about it, but I think it'll be a good damn race.
We raced Shootout. It was a good race. That conventional head shootout they had at MIR that one year, remember?
Yeah.
We had him in round one, I think. I think we got lucky that day.
y'all gone.
Hey guys, I'm gonna call you right back. I gotta put my son in the house. I'll call you right back. I'm taking him out of the car. I'll call you right back.
Yo, JB. JB. Hello?
Yeah.
Who's there? You there?
Yeah.
Who's that?
JB.
Oh, shit. There you go.
That ain't no JB.
Hey, who is that? JB, the pizza gangster, trying to get on. He said they won't let him through.
JB, what's good
at pizza?
Pizza?
What's going on, Bob?
Who that?
Bob.
Hey, guys. I'm sorry,
yo, what's
Tim,
up?
But my phone is going in and out. Grudging is just dropped a bomb on us May 3rd at Milan, Michigan. The Tree Man will be taking on Jekyll. There will be a three-way, so I guess the runner will take on Jekyll. But Jekyll, the Bullet, and the Tree Man will be at Milan, Michigan, May 3rd.
Okay. Hey, JB, I don't know if you heard me, but Pizza Gangster's trying to get on, but they won't let him on. He told me to let you know. He just texted me.
Oh, yeah. I just got a – well, for one thing, the woman, you know, they got a little automated woman. The voice sounds kind of hot, but they got a little automated woman. Oh,
come on. Here we go.
Yeah, no, I'm saying 10 o'clock. They shut my streaming down, so – they give us 2 hours, so they shut my streaming down at 10 o'clock. So, I mean, we can talk, but it's really not going to record or let nobody in after 10.
Okay. We got to get on. We got to get on later. We got to start putting some money up or something.
Yeah. Oh, well, I can set the show up for a later time. I mean, but see, the thing is, when I put the, you know, the thing out there, people wanted to do 8 to 10 rather than 9 to 11.
I was just thinking
around 11, brother. But I'm about to call. Hey, if you can talk to him, tell him I'm going to call him tomorrow because I might have something for him, but I got to see if he, you know, if he'll take it.
He's texting me right now telling me to say, he's telling me to say, pay the damn bill. That's what he told me to tell you.
No, that's not. Hey, that's not me.
I could probably call him on three-way and get him in on my line, actually.
Yeah, because I know what he wants, and that person that he wants basically has already said that he's not gonna run him. So,
goodness.
That's crazy.
Hey, where's the slut at tonight?
I think he's gonna be down for a couple weeks, but he's coming back.
Okay. All right. That's cool. I ain't heard from him.
Yeah, he's gonna be back. I think he'll be at MIR May the 25th or 26th that week. Y'all have it.
Cool. Yeah, we're definitely gonna be there. That's on my schedule.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
Well, let me. Like I said, what I'll do is I'll try to next week. I'll stretch because I'm on spring break this week anyway. So what I'll do is I'll try to stretch the show out maybe a half an hour and see how well it goes next week.
That'd be cool. Yeah, let me know. Whatever.
Yeah, we'll stretch it out a half an hour next week. We'll do that and see how it goes. But let Pizza Gangster know if you text him. Tell him I'm gonna call him tomorrow.
Huh?
But like I said, I mean, you know, Blog Talk gives me 8 to 10 right now, and after 10, they stop letting me record, you know.
Okay.
I'm going to call Pizza Gangster anyway tomorrow because the person he wants doesn't want to run him, which the person did put a call out. The person put a call out there, and now he's backing up from the call out, so.
probably got scared. Pizza Gags probably jumped on him too quick, and now he got nervous.
Yeah, well, you know, the man, he called him Duck Harvey now, so I don't think the guys, you know, he done backed out of that one, so.
Ouch. All right,
Dave, well, I just want to come out again. Just drink it and just smell it. Make sure you're still
talking
to me. And I don't
know
if anybody
want to
beat me. But
all right, well, who is that? Who we got right there? Who's
Sam
that?
Hill. Huh?
Who was that? Yeah, I wonder who is
that. Sound like Hell Yeah.
Yeah, Hell Yeah. There, Hell Yeah. What you got going on over there, Hell Yeah?
You drinking too many Coors Light?
We might be in on some of his action that he don't want us to hear. But, yeah, hey, I'm going to get with y'all guys next week. But I'm about to, Joe, tell Gates I'm going to call him in a little bit.
You got it.
All right.
Texting me like crazy.